said, "Good morning, sir. How'd you do?" I said, "Sherry, I'm fine.
I'm quite all right.
But do say, my good lady,
how are you?"
"Fine," she said,
"but I've had quite a night."
It's easy to knock if you don't understand how I feel so fair, fine spun and high born. Walks among nocturnal whites of the land, earning a living on her back without born.
She said, "Good morning, sir. How'd you do?"
I said, "Sherry, I'm fine.
I'm quite all right.
But do say, my good lady,
how are you?"
"Fine," she said,
"but I've had quite a night."
Difficult, sir, to know the depths of the matter. Inexplicable, like stock exchanges to a peasant. How one so decently educated became a barker, to bear for quid with a fat fellow's puff and pant.
She said, "Good morning, sir. How'd you do?" "But I've had quite a night."
"Mortifying, good sir, but I must bear for a cause. The sight of a fat old man with his sagging belly, fumbling with his breeches like the last one was, to clamber over me and lay his bantam pillows jelly."
She said, "Good morning, sir. How'd you do?"
I said, "Sherry, I'm fine.
I'm quite all right.
But do say, my good lady,
how are you?"
"Fine," she said, "but I've had quite a night."
However stirred below his shirt, strutted though like it see that own the universe. Quite a night, sir, quite a night for a girl of the art.
She said, "Good morning, sir. How'd you do?"
I said, "Sherry, I'm fine.
I'm quite alright.
But do say,
she said, "but I've had quite a night." She said, "Good morning, sir. How'd you do?"
I said, "Sherry, I'm fine.
I'm quite all right.
But do say, my good lady,
how are you?"
"Fine," she said.
"Sherry, I'm fine.
I'm quite all right.
But do say, my good lady,
how are you?"
"Fine," she said,
"but I've had quite a night."